6. The Paradise Sons of God. The lack of a knowledge of the multiple sons of God is a source of great confusion on Urantia, and this ignorance persists in the face of such statements as the record of a conclave of these divine personalities, when the sons of God proclaimed joy and all of the morning stars sang together. Every millennium of sector standard time, the various orders of the divine sons foregather for their periodic conclaves. The Eternal Son is the personal source of the adorable attributes of mercy and service which so abundantly characterize all orders of the descending sons of God as they function throughout creation. All the divine nature, if not all the infinity of attributes, the Eternal Son unfailingly transmits to the Paradise Sons who go out from the Eternal Isle to reveal His divine character to the universe of universes. The original and eternal Son is the offspring person of the first, completed, and infinite thought of the Universal Father. Every time the Universal Father and the Eternal Son jointly project a new, original, identical, unique, and absolute personal thought, that very instant this creative idea is perfectly and finally personalized in the being and personality of a new and original Creator Son. In spirit nature, divine wisdom, and coordinate creative power, these Creator Sons are potentially equal with God the Father and God the Son. The Creator Sons go out from Paradise into the universes of time and, with the cooperation of the controlling and creative agencies of the Third Source and Center, complete the organization of the local universes of progressive evolution. These Sons are not attached to, nor are they concerned with, the central and universal controls of matter, mind, and spirit. Hence are they limited in their creative acts by the pre-existence, priority, and primacy of the First Source and Center and His coordinate absolutes. These Sons are able to administer only that which they bring into existence. Absolute administration is inherent in priority of existence and is inseparable from eternity of presence. The Father remains primal in the universes. Much as the Creator Sons are personalized by the Father and the Son, so are the Magisterial Sons personalized by the Son and the Spirit. These are the Sons who, in the experiences of creature incarnation, earn the right to serve as the judges of survival in the creations of time and space. The Father, Son, and Spirit also unite to personalize the versatile Trinity Teacher Sons, who range the grand universe as the supernal teachers of all personalities, human and divine. And there are numerous other orders of Paradise Sonship that have not been brought to the attention of Urantia mortals. Between the original Mother Son and these hosts of Paradise Sons scattered throughout all creation, there is a direct and exclusive channel of communication, a channel whose function is inherent in the quality of spiritual kinship which unites them in bonds of near-absolute spiritual association. This inter-sonship circuit is entirely different from the universal circuit of spirit gravity, which also centers in the person of the Second Source and Center. All sons of God who take origin in the persons of the Paradise deities are in direct and constant communication with the Eternal Mother Son, and such communication is instantaneous. It is independent of time, though sometimes conditioned by space. The Eternal Son not only has at all times perfect knowledge concerning the status, thoughts, and manifold activities of all orders of Paradise Sonship, but He also has perfection of knowledge at all times regarding everything of spiritual value which exists in the hearts of all creatures in the primary central creation of eternity and in the secondary time creations of the coordinate Creator Sons.